Friday, the 17th of August, Rabbi Yaakov Moshkowitz, mitzvahs as Lo Sasson. Start off to discuss a bit the mitzvah Tasei of Vosiso Tachoy Lashay Yerucha, and mitzvahs Lo Sasson of Lo Sasson on Adarech HaShiyagid Alechoy Yom HaNesmoy. We're to discuss a bit the Tamei HaMitzvah and where it might take relevance to us in today's generation. The pasuk starts, "Ki yipolem imchodova lamishpot, bein dom ledom, bein din ledin, bein nega lo nega." If a person would have a suffix, "Ki yipolem imchodova," you wouldn't know what the halacha is, bein dom ledom. Rashi explains, "Bein dam tomei ledam tohe, bein din ledin." Rashi says, "Bein din zaka ledin chayev, bein nega lo nega, bein nega tomei lenega tohe." You're not sure what halacha is, and the reason for the sveikas is because divrei ribois b'shorecha. There's an argument between the rabbonim in town. Zeh metar, zeh metame, zeh mechayev, zeh mezake. We see different opinions. Everybody says different, and we have to make a decision. We have a shaila, and we have to make a decision. And the question is, what do we do when we see divrei ribois b'shorecha? So the Torah tells us, "V'kam tov olisa l'amokoyim ha'shiyivcha Hashem l'kecha boi." You should stand up and go up to the place ha'shiyivcha Hashem l'kecha boi, which is the Beis HaMikdash, and as we see further. Derech agav, I saw a nice word from the Sklener Rebbe on the Rashi. Rashi points out, "Bein dom ledom." Rashi says, "Bein dom tomei ledam tohe." So Rashi starts with a negative, and then Rashi says, "Ledam tohe." "Bein din ledin," Rashi says the opposite. "Bein din zakai ledin chayev." So it starts with a positive, and then we go to the negative. "Uveinega lonega," Rashi says again, "Veinega tomei lenega tohe," which is once again starting with the negative and going to the positive. So the Sklener Rebbe says a very tiring word. When it comes to a shaila of bein dom ledom or veinega lonega, the shaila is halacha de geshaila, what we should do lemaisa. Of them, a person can decide to be machmir on himself, as long as you don't know, to be on the safe side, take the tzad chumra. Masha'inkem bein din ledin, we're talking about people, someone did something to another person, and the shali is whether he's a zakai or chayev. Of them is do a chiyuv fin, the tzedek tishpoit amisecho, and for that we have a chiyuv as long as we haven't proven that the person is a chayev, we have to take first the tzad that he's a zakai. And therefore, bein din ledin, Rashi says, Rashi starts with a zakai first. The pasuk continues, "Yevotzo lekahanim aleviim velashofet ashiyir bayomim ahem v'derashto v'gidu lecha et dvar hamishpot." Rashi explains, "Velashofet ashiyir bayomim ahem v'chisa le'al datcho," that he should go to the shofet that was in the previous generation, he's not alive anymore. Even though we know that this shofet who we're going to, or the Sanhedrin, or the Beis Din HaGadol, is not in the same madrega, in the same matzev as the Beis Din HaGadol, which were in previous generations, and as the Gemara says, "Yiftach b'deire k'shmur b'deire." So we see from here that the Maaseh, when he goes up, he's already skeptical. He's not 100% convinced that these rabbonim are going to give him the right answer. As he says, he's got already he's critical about them. But the Torah tells us that's not our point to decide now whether he's kishar koydmov or not. We have to know yiftach b'doire k'shmul b'doire. And the Torah tells us the sisa k'chola sheyerucho, which is the mitzvah say, and then al pi atoira sheyeruch v'al mishpat hashem lechotase leitzosu min aderech al min adova sheyegid lecho yom nesmoil. We have to do exactly as they were paskin to us to do. Leitzosu min adova sheyegid lecho yom nesmoil. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. And Rashi explains, afile oimeloch al yomin sheyismoil v'al smoil sheyomin. Even though in your eyes he's actually telling you the wrong halacha, it seems to you that it's smoil, the halacha should be negative and he passed in positive, or the opposite. The kolshkin sha'oim alacha al yomin yomin al smoil smoil, you definitely have to take on this psak halacha. The Sefechum is Mazda explains how does Rashi take such a, which the Gemara actually takes this, I'm passing to Zahar Loche, Afilo Oymelecho al Yomen Shismoy Val Smoy Shi Yomen, which seems a very strong stand to take to be listening to that Torah. Maybe the Pshat is Poshet, Lesosim Adech Shigid Al Chonim Esmoy, don't move any way, do to exactly as you're told. So the Sefechum says a point which we see later on, we'll see later on, the Gedolei Yisrael of the Shoinim have also taken it, explained it when they come to Machlokes Rishonim. Sechum says like this: Bedova Sichli Ein Yomen Ve'Ein Smol. We have a Shaila Laloche. Yeah, Ben Dam Tome Le Dam Tore, Ben Nega Le Nega, Ben Nega Tome Le Nega Tore, Ben Din Zaka Le Din Chayim. Obviously, we're not talking that people who are not have never learned and they don't know what Laloche is. They don't know where to look it up. We're obviously talking about people, the Rabbonim, who know where to look it up, and they started looking into the halacha, but everybody has a different opinion how to take out, what to take out, lemahalacha lemaise. Which comes out, it's a dova sichli. It's something which everybody, it depends on how I see it and how I view it. And that thing is, in a matter of opinion, there is a possibility to have two opinions, and both opinions could be right. So bedova sichli, ein yomen ve'ein smoil. There's no such thing that it's only one opinion is right and one opinion is wrong. And therefore, the Gemara learns from this, as afilo oymelecho al yom sheismoil, as a merit, mimash shenira beinecho sheismoil. Yeah? That means, according to the way I learned it, or the way I understood it from my Rebbe, I understood it very strongly that the halacha should be smoile, and here I come to the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, and they tell me that the halacha is yemin, or the opposite, that the Torah lo yisosa min haderech asher yegid lecho yom sheismoil. Derech agav, the Ramban, in the Sefer HaMelchamos on the Rif, which is very much based on arguing with the Baal HaMoed, the Rabban says in the Gomer also points out very strongly, although I'm going to be arguing with the Baal HaMoed, he brings down the gavlos of the Baal HaMoed, and the Rabban says, as nobody should take out from my Sefer, as if I've come to say that I'm the only one that's right, and he's definitely wrong. And he points out the same point, because he definitely had his view, and he definitely saw it his way, and it could be that he's right. However, I have a chiyuv to paskin and to say the way I see it, especially when the Baal HaMoed is cholik on a riff, I've come to take to try and explain the da'at of riff, and therefore I've come to explain it, even though he's based a whole chibu, which is very much based on arguing with the Baal HaMoed, the Rambam starts off saying that nobody should say that I'm right and he's wrong. Once again, in Torah, there could be that both are right. However, I have a chiyuv to take my opinion. The Rishonim on the Tzvah, the Rambam, explains the halacha of Loisosu a bit stronger. And the Rambam says, Afilo Madova kol kach poshut ba'inecho, even though you're so convinced, and it's so poshut in your eyes, that the halacha is different to the way they told you, you still have to take the stand of the Da'as Torah of the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim. And the Rambam adds, Va'al toima eich oichal chelev. We're talking about Dom Ladom, Ben Nagel Nagel. It could be Halacha Lemaisa, Chayva Krisis. Yes? And the person will say, I'm convinced, according to the way I believe in the Kabbal, that this is not Shuman, this is Chaylev. Yeah? Now I come up to the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim, and they pass me that this is Shuman and Smutim Achila. So a person should not start saying, Va'al Toime Eich Oichel Chaylev. How can I eat Chaylev? How can I be Oiver Chayva Krisis? How can I be Oiver Esira Toira? On the Smach, when I'm so convinced it's opposite, so the Rambam says, don't think like that. Ele amoir kach tzivo oisi ha'odoin she'ese k'chol ha'sheyori. When it comes to this point, you have to know that why have I gone to ask? Because I want to do as the way the Rabbani Torah tells us to do. When you've got a very specific tzivui matam ha'Torah, what to do in such a case? In such a case, you don't take your own view. You go up to the Beis Hamikdash of Yerushalayim and you do exactly as you are told. And that is the chiyuv la'is ato. So the Rambam explains further, atzirich sheba mitzvah, why does the Rebbeinu give us such a mitzvah, which is lemaitzen a bit neged ha'seichel? So the Rambam says, ki atzirich nitna lona b'ksav. The Torah was given to us, tariyag mitzvah, b'ksav, it's very clear, v'aloch of the Torah. However, ha'shalois ha'noilodem ha'meschad shois, v'chol yoyim, semach tichnai shalos, there's always new shalos coming out, and new in Yonam new hechatimtzes coming up in the world. Ibozei yisrabu adeyes, and the Rabban is Ma'arech Ebet, he says that Zayas Unu Sarab, and everybody would say different, everybody would feel different, everybody would think different, and therefore it would come out that everybody, there would be no Kabbalah anymore, and nobody would be, everybody would do as they understand. And therefore, the Torah gave us a mitzvah sheyesh yishoma tumed lebez magodu. That is the chiyuv la'is ato. You got the shalom elodim, says nishklo, you open up a chumash, you look in the Torah mitzvah. If it's Torah shebeksav, it's klo in the Torah, then you have to do as the Torah tells us. However, if it's not so clear, it's a new shayla, and it's not clear between the rabbonim in town, the v'rivis v'sherechov, the kantelis and amukam, that's the tzivu kais. The Rabban adds in the end, ram yesh lanu lahamin, we, as people have to believe, ki be'emes same oimrin, that the halacha that the Beis Nagodesh of Yerushalayim paskens is be'emes, ki riach Hashem al meshorsov, the ruach Hashem is al meshorsov, et evade yishmerei mikol rois. That means we have a chiyuv of pinamin that the Rebbeinu Shlomo will not bring takola the tzaddikim. So they therefore most probably the Rebbeinu Shlomo will guide them to paskin in the right way. But this is a chiyuv for the minna, to believe that they said the right thing. But legabe the tzurich hamitzvah, the ikar mitzvah, the Rambam says, is not lahamin. The ikar mitzvah is to know that even though I'm convinced that the halacha is different, the chiyuv is to nishom al ebet nagodl shem Yerushalayim. Aso b'shem Rav Shamshon Rafol Hish is medayik on this sugya, very interesting from the whole story of the Chod Nech HaMikdosh. The Gemara brings down that as the Sinus case came up and Rabbi Chaim made the whole trick over the Bar Yonim to go out of Yerushalayim, and Shlomo Loch Malka, Shlomo Loch Malka, and then he asked him why then he gave him two mishores. First of all, he asked him the Moshe, why didn't you come out before, and he asked him so he said that Bar Yonim didn't let me. So he gave them the moshel of breaking the barrel and taking in order to use the wine if there's a snake around it. So the Gemara says that Umar Rabbi, I think it was Umar Rabbi Shua, Meish Adon Echtev Meishiv Chachomen Ocher Lidat Amisoke. That Rabbi Yochanan could have answered a different shiva. Then the Gemara says that the case I asked Rabbi Yochanan, what should I give you? So Rabbi Yochanan asked three things. He asked a doctor for a tzodek. He asked that Yavna v'Chachomer should stay, and that the third one. He asked three tikkunos. So the Gemara says once again, Hado dechtev meishav chachom ochay v'datan yisokel. Once again, he should have asked that he should leave off this time and he should go away. But the Gemara says, what Rabbi Yochanan says, more if he would ask too much, tafasta bereba tafasta, and therefore he only asked this. So Rav Shamshon Folish points out that the Gemara says, b'tad echad, Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake. L'choy Rabbi Yochanan should have asked, we're talking about Chol Beis HaMikdash, he could have prevented Chol Beis HaMikdash. B'tad sheni, the Gemara brings down a pasuk, Meishiv Chachom Emochoy. Who is the Meishiv Chachom Emochoy? The Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, that even when it comes to us, to such a clear thing, that we in our minds see that Rabbi Yochanan could have prevented the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. He could have asked. He got in favor, he became in favor with the case, and he could have asked him, please leave us alone this time. And maybe, according to the Gemara, it could have been that he would have gotten his way. But our chiv is to say that Meshiv Chachomim Ocher, the Rabbi Yochanan was Meshiv Chachomim Ocher, the Dati Misokher, because the Rabbi Yochanan did it in such a way, because the Rabbi Yochanan understood that this is the right way. What is Taka Lamaita the Rosh Kim the Sofadim? The Bekam to Gemor, the Gemor says, Mizboi la Osef, ala Kim Boim, Gupol Goim Machlasech. The Gemor asks, why do you say Mizma la Osef, instead of the Kinna la Osef? So the Gemor says, the Mizma la Osef is the Shofach Kasi al Eitzim ba'al Avonim, instead of Klal Yisrael. So it means like this, even though according to our eyes, Rabbi Yechon could have prevented Chol Beis HaMikdash, but the Rabbi Nishlem knew, that according to what Shteit and Pasuk, Yisrael Yedbonim, is Chas V'Shem Shteit, that Umar Yisraelis would be Noivav, yeah. But the Rabbi Nishem wanted to be Shofach Kas al Eitzim ba'al Avonim, so he was Meshiv Chachomim Ocho. So Rabbi Yochanan didn't think in the right time that he could have prevented the Chol Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, in that case, Baruch Hashem, the Umar Yisraelis was Soiret Adayim Azeh. So this is the Chelik V'Amunah which the Rambam points out. Even though it's obvious that they made a mistake, we have a Chelik V'Amunah to believe that the Rabbeinu Shlom guides them in the right way. According to what we just learned from the Rambam, L'choyre, the Tam HaMitzvah is there's a chiyuv to be metabel moros, to accept authority of the Beis Medrash of Rishonayim. Rambam explains that because Yisrael Bo'adeyes, and everybody would start doing the way they think is right, and they, you know, there would be no more Kabbalah Moros and no more Kabbalah Metama Torah, so the Torah gave us a mitzvah, a poshut, a chiyuv, to accept the authority of the Av Torah, whether we think it's right or whether we think it's wrong. The Kli Yoko in our parasha explains the whole mitzvah very different. He brings down a Gemara in a Sefer Chagiga on the base. The Gemara says that Dashmas the Posik Divrei Torah Zemetah that Divrei Torah can be two people arguing, but it's a Torah. The Machlokes is Ma'ar B'Torah B'Yisrael. And the Gemara says further, Shemo Yoyim Ha'Odom Heichani Eloyim Ha'Torah. A person will start saying everybody says different. How can I learn Torah? I don't know. People stop learning Torah because anyway don't know what's right and what's wrong. Whatever I can do, I might do the wrong thing. So Talmid Loima Miroye Echod Nitnu. So the Gemara says Keil Echod Omrom Pamas Echod Nesonam. The pasuk finishes that the Torah, the Rabbeinu Shem gave us the Torah, and it all comes from the same Torah. And Rashi explains that none of the people who are arguing in the halachas are bringing down raya's chas v'shalom from Torah's keil acher. They all bring out from the Torah. Meroy echad nitnu. So everything is that Torah, and therefore you can learn Torah. So the Kli Yoko says, "Bederech pashtes hadre kishel yedichta." What does the Gemara answer that? What was the problem? Heichan ilo in the Torah. I don't know what to do. I don't know what the halacha is. Yes? I've come to ask after, and this Rosh tells me like this, this Rosh tells me like this, and people start believing that, feeling that I don't know what to do, and I can't do the right thing. What's the end for the Gemara? Mekinam aroya echad nitnu. But what's the halacha lemaisa? Heichan ilo in the Torah. So the Kli Yoko says a very tired word, the Kli Yoko says, "Alamaisa hard upon him latoire." And the message that the Gemara wants to say, "Mekimeroy echad nitnu," means that the Torah was taken given in such a way that it could be a mitzvah of their machshe, their matter, their matama, their matai, and both are right. Once again, coming back to the point that we said with Zechum Brozan, in a double sechli, in a matter of opinion, yes, both could be right. You can have two opinions on one thing, and both opinions could be true. And therefore, the Torah wanted us to understand and accept that both are right. So, Lamaisa, how should you do? So, instead of taking your own point and saying, well, I think he's right and I think he's wrong, the Torah gave us a mitzvah to listen to Sanhedrin Bezna Godesh Bereshanaim. But the message of the mitzvah is to take accept that there's no such thing, this is Yomen and this is Smoy, this is definitely right, this is definitely wrong. The mitzvah is that both could be right and both could be wrong. And you shouldn't feel that you're doing the wrong thing. The Kli Yoko is Mamshich, and he says that take lemaise in many halachas, it depends ba'omed adas. It depends according to the circumstances. Things can change. And he brings on the pasuk, the emes in mishpat v'sholim shiftu b'sha'areichem. So the Kli Yoko says, as b'sha'areichem is a loshen shi'urim. Yes? It's not a shi'ur. Sometimes you can it's according to measurement. He says, if only the dime has to measure according to the matzav that he sees before his eyes to his eyes. And he says an interesting thing. He says, emes v'sholim can be two different, in one case, it could be one side is the MS, while the other side would be Daka Sholem. For Omen, you have to go away from the MS, and the Daka Sholem. And when a person comes to Din Torah, and he knows the MS, and he feels that he's being wronged by the Dayan, and he starts feeling that the Dayan is wrong, the Dayan is passing wrong. Aber, the Dayan, ain't a Dayan of any Masha, ain't a Vroyas, and the Dayan has been given a Chiyuv to say, in this case, he feels that the Sholem is more important than the MS. And therefore, he'll make it shower or do other things. He says, "Leformen, it's faket." Two people will come to a dayan, and they'll feel that it's the best thing to make it shower, to make shonim. I says, sometimes it's kinnis chashoim, ra'alem, ra'ala oilam, and the dayan sees according to the situation at hand, maybe these two people should rather not be partners, or whatever the matzav is, and he decides he's going to go according to the emes. And he paskins neged hasholem the emes. And he says, both are right. That is, and it says the chinam mishpat can also be in the same situation that sometimes the matzav is like this, sometimes the matzav is like that. So therefore, the tama mitzvah and the message of this mitzvah is that you have to accept that Torah, but you have to know that there isn't only one way which is right and one way which is wrong, but there could be both right and both wrong, and except that I am ponim la Torah, the Rebbein Shem has given us the Torah in a way chafat ishik fayt etzela, that ma'a pat ishim afayt etzela akach divra Torah mischalken bakama drochem. The famous story the Osameach Chamei Simcha had a Talmud Chochem. He used to come from a different Sanhedrin, from a different town. He used to come very often to him, and he used to speak in learning. And once it was time for Mincha Ma'ariv, they went into the Sanhedrin in town, and there was a Shia Balabatim there in the Sanhedrin. And it seems to be that the Magid Shia was not the biggest Talmud Chochem, and while he was teaching, he wasn't always, not everything was right, and this Talmud Chochem couldn't stand it, my ears. So he started asking him and contradicting the Magid Shia and saying this is wrong and this is right. And the Balabatim, who listened to the Shia, felt very uncomfortable. The whole thing didn't look right. The Meir Simcha was sitting next nearby. So he stood up and went to the Talmud Chochem and he started screaming at him. I said, "Who are you? You don't know the right between your right and your left. You don't know what's right and what's wrong. What? Who are you to say to this Magid Shia whether it's right or what's wrong?" The Balabatim were very happy. The Meir Simcha, which was a gun, so he's taking their side, and everything was quiet. After the Shia, the Talmud Chochem came over to the Osameach and he asked him, "Chashpenish, you know and I know that I was right, when the Shia was wrong. What were you coming to tell me that I don't know the chilik between my right and my left?" So the Osameach says that there's a Gemara in Masechtus Moed Kotin. The Gemara says in the prophet in Kapitel Nien Aleph in Tehillim, "Zaveach Tzeda Yechadoni B'Som Derech Ar'ena B'Yesh Alekim." The Gemara says Al Tikri B'Som Derech אלא בשום דרך, זה שכל השום אורחוי סוב בעולם הזה, זה גמור דוק מברוכה, זה רכב ירואה בשיוסי של הקודש ברוך הישים. Meaning, a person who estimates and thinks through his moves in this world to know, to do everything in the right time, he's רכב ירואה בשיוסי. The Gemara says, what's the Moshe? Kagana, he Talmud, used to always ask his Rebbe Shailas, Allah in the middle of the Shia, he always used to ask his Rebbe Shailas. B'Shas Regel, he never asked, he never contradicted the Rebbe, he never asked any questions of the Rebbe in the middle of the lesson. Why? Because B'Shas Regel, the whole Kalitzol came, there were many Amaratim, and he understood that some of the people might view it as if he's trying to contradict the Rebbe, and the Rebbe won't have what to answer. So B'Shas Regel, he understood to step back. The Zemeich says that the Gemara says from here that there's a time for everything. Why? Because the Gemara takes some derech, and the Gemara says Al tikri some derech v'sham derech. The Gemara is mehapech benasin l'shin. So the Muslims mean to us, you have to know when to take the right and when to take the left. The shin is the you've got the point on the right side. The sin, you've got the point on the left side. You have to know when to change it around. He says, "I came to you. I saw you sitting in this Balabatim Shia. You might be right, but this is not the right place to do this." So I start screaming at you, you don't know between your right and your left, you don't know when to do it. Who are you to contradict this Magid Shia? Once again, you see the same point. That in Torah, there's no such thing definite right and definite wrong. So, Mehalach Yishneim, first of all, if it's a matter of opinion, Kenzana, there's two opinions, and both opinions are right, everybody sees it according, everybody sees it according to his way. And even when there is a definite answer to the question what's right and what's wrong, there's also the same point that sometimes we have to change according to Emes Vasholem, you have to change according to the Dayan the way he sees it. The Sefer Chinuch brings down this mitzvah, and it's become the Sefer Chinuch says a gewaltige chiddush, and the mitzvah is a filibud reinu, that we have to listen, even though there's no Bez Nagodish at Yerushalayim, we have to listen to the Chochem HaDoel. The Meforshim on the Sefer Chinuch will ask where he takes it, and the Tzvir Shteyt come to the Yitzchak Hamukim, Asher Yitzchak Hashem, the Sifek Chochel Asherichem and Hamukim Nahi. It's mashma from the Torah that the Gavdus is that because it's the Sanhedrin said in Lishkas Hagozes, that's why they have to see after the Shmaya. It's not clear where the Sefer Chinuch takes it. One of the answers could be because of the pasuk that we brought down before. The pasuk says, "Come to the Yisrael Asher Yitzchak Asher Yom Amahem." And when it was Yitzchak B'Doyroi Kishmul B'Doyroi. So it seems that the Torah wanted to point out that there is an Indian of accepting Hashem Hashem Yom Haim, and it's not only depending on the Mukam Asher Yivcha Hashem. And the Sefer Chinuch is Mamshich Mishroshi HaMitzvah Shelo Yaseh Kol Echod Kadate, not everybody should start doing the way he feels is right to do. Everybody does the way he thinks it to do. And he says a very strong lotion. Shebeze yehei churban ados vehesed hu'imo legamra. He says if we would give the Torah according to everyone to decide, even Talmid Chachomim to decide according to their way, it would be churban ados vehesed hu'imo legamra. Therefore, he says, the Torah gave us a mitzvah l'shmoyel abez nagon sheber Yerushalayim, even though you know in this case they definitely paskened wrong. He says once again, he says the toiv lispoil tos echad, with rather the Rosh and with rather the Klal Yisrael should be soivel, should accept one tos. Atakadu one situation will takadu negad Torah, but on the other side will accept the Kabbalah's Moris, the Yisoid Adas of Moshe Kibbal Torah Masinai and Mesor Leishiyah Veishiyah Leskeinim, that the Torah comes Kabbalah Medoyer Doyer Sha'alavicha V'yageitcho L'zekanecho V'yom Gelocha, not everybody takes it according to his way, is much stronger. And this is according to the Sefer Chinuch, the Kiyum Adas. According to the Klei Yoker, we learn another thing from here, that to accept that when we see two people arguing, two rabbanim arguing, and we don't understand, it seems that one is right and one is wrong, we have to accept that there could be two points. Very quick, the Sefer Chinuch says a very nice, Sefer Chinuch says, according to this, I'll explain to you a Gemara Hamasmir, a Gemara which is difficult to understand, but it becomes the story of the Tanura Shel Achnoi, where Rab Lezer was Matan, the Chumah was Matamen. Rab Lezer said that Shemaim and Hashemaim Yachichu, and he brought Rayas, and until in the end he brought the Baskon and Hashemaim, and Rab Shur says, Torah Rab Hashemaim, and the Gemara says, Ashkechei Rab Nosson Eri Yoi. Rab Nosson found Eliyahu Novi, and I asked him, what Rab Hashem does now? And Rab Hashem says, Kochayach v'ko'oma Nitzchuni Bonai. Rab Hashem is smiling, and he says, Nitzchuni Bonai. So first of all, Sefer Chinuch says, according to Ifrit, Halacha was definitely according to Reb Lezer, or all these proofs, yeah, why did it actually be different? And what's the Kachayich, the Kaman of Chuni Bonai? So the Sefer Chinuch explains that the Rabbanishim understood that the Kiyum Adas is when people will accept authority of that Torah, and it will be a Shtal Shel Sadoris of Kabbalas Moris, Mekam Reb Letalmid. So the Rabbanishim felt that the Rabbanishim was Sameach, that even in this case, it was Nitzchuni Bonai, because the halacha was taken like Reb Lezer, he was mechayech, because on the long term, we've gained from this, that there was a story of accepting Da'as Roiv. Da'as Roiv, which the Sefer Chinuch is medama to this mitzvah. Now, Achir Abim Lahatois, he says it's the same time a mitzvah. That the Rebbein Shem wanted to give us a clear guidance, what to accept, so there's always guidance to accept Da'as Torah, how to do, and not that everybody starts doing the way he feels to do. I'll finish off. One of the Gedolim, I can't remember now, said, and it starts in the previous generations when the different Gedolim came up with different Mahalchim and Avodas Hashem. In common in Yom HaYashkofa, this is right. So one of the Gedolim says, how does we have to look at it? Yes, unfortunately, the Yetzirah comes in very quickly and it starts to make machlokes, and this one is a good, and this one is not good, this one is right, and this one is wrong. But what's the emes? Clear view on this. It says like the emes is as the Rabbanu Shlomim needs in the world to run in a few different ways. There needs to be such a mahalach in the world and such a mahalach in the world. People tend to work very strongly when they're convinced that their mahalach is right. So the Rabbanu Shlomim puts it down in every manig and every godel to be convinced and to know that his derech is the right derech. Like this, with his conviction, he'll go all the way with his derech, and he'll be manik his kehillah in this derech, which will be a tova for them. The other godel is convinced in his derech, and he says, a kluge yid understands that there's a tzorich for this godel to feel that only his way is right, for that godel to feel that only his way is right. And we, from the side, view it as the same as the Klei Yoker says, that the ma'aseh ayin ponim ha'torah, and there's no such thing, one is right and one is wrong, both could be right, and everybody has to take his view of being mekabel his daf Torah from his rabbonim, although there's no such thing anymore in today's generation that there's one chochmah, the whole world is kofos under him. However, there is the mahalach that everybody has got his rov and his kehillah and his manik, and everybody has to accept his derech of his manik, but not his thing that because of that somebody else is wrong. It could be I am from him the Torah.